This is an MUT Radio podcast.
As I've promised you, go to Zobe Konage u refilwe modisele. Good afternoon, Miss, and welcome on MUT Radio.
Hello, Mr. Kaching Ching Keswani.
Yeah, Pila.
Hello to the listeners.
Siyabonga kakhulu. It's such a pleasure for us to have you.
Oh, it's only my pleasure, Brenda. MUT, hello.
Siyabingelela kakhulu. Let's just go straight to it. I like your vibe. I like you see, for sure this interview is going to be maza. Yeah, no, maybe there are people who are just confused. Ukuthi ubandlo esikhuluma naye, who is Refilwe Modisele?
Refilwe Modisele is one of the Modisele sisters. Abanye bamazi uBunke Mojaivani, umunye bamazi uCandice Sandukushada, Phil-Lo. So I'm the eldest of the three daughters, but more than anything, I am Africa's first successful model with Albertson, yeah. As well as turned into international award-winning actress, TEDx speaker, author of the groundbreaking new book,
yeah.
Which is Vivi's World, Through My Vanilla Eyes, Through Her Vanilla Eyes.
And sizokhuluma ngayo ke vele ke Zizi's World Through Her Vanilla Eyes. But before we get there, what inspired you to become an author? Ukuthi why siqala kanjani ke yonke lento le wayiqala?
You know, I didn't think ukuthi I would be writing a book. I thought maybe it would happen because I'm dala, like no gogo or something like that, you know, because
yeah.
I believe my ubhala incwadi, you have to have had that experience,
yeah,
in life that
true.
Gives you a balance.
Mm.
But the opportunity came. Ilingwa Franca said, hey, we'd like to write a book. And it was a children's book. That's okay. I think give it a pep guy.
Yeah.
Because I love kids.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, you know, destiny. Babe, you know, do your thing, babe. Yenza lento.
Yeah.
And I guess the rest is history in terms of just writing the book and the content and the fact that it's, I wouldn't say an albinism-based book, but themed around that, but with many other themes to it.
Mm, yeah, I loved it. Let's just go straight to it now. Let's talk about your book now, Zizi's World Through Her Vanilla Eyes. How did it come out, or rather, come it, ukuthi mhlambeke, awu ngibeke kanje, uzuqhamuke with this title, yeah, ne? So, how did it came about? Angaz, when was it?
I think the thing is, if you look at e-education just all around, there's not a content that shows, I'm not about albinism, you know, that was, like, we always hear about people talking about albinism and so forth, but there's no education behind it, like, entirely. And I thought that it's important, and take it from my perspective, as well as marry it with abanye abantwana and their experiences, and actually
put that
in a book as a form of education. Spelling abantwana, and also just to integrate also into adults, because yes, it's a children's book, but nama adults food, so there's a sense of education as well, as well. Aside from just the albinism, but ukunakekela zengani just generally, and as well as, I guess, isn't they mean uthando, love from home. How does it mean to raise our children, diversity, inclusion? We need to get up in these worlds.
Yeah. No, thank you so much. That was so very interesting. Yes. Mhlambe, when I was reviewing Lapana my post work on IG, when you posted on IG or rather Instagram about your book, you mentioned ukuthi ke amazwi that were really beautiful and very touching. Ukuthi children have always held a sacred place in your heart, and you've always also felt like if you had a book to read that had representation for people like you, the world will be a lot more kinder and grooming kid with more emotional intelligent and teach people to be better human beings. So
absolutely.
Do you think as a society we are learning towards becoming better citizens? Xas?
Sorry, can you repeat that? You said, do you think as a society?
Yes, as a society, are we learning towards becoming better citizens?
You know what? I don't think so. I don't think entirely so. I feel like there's a sense of culture that we've lost just all around, you know. We've lost ubuntu bethu, And maybe it's to blame with the sense of technology and the way things are. And unfortunately, the new generation doesn't really have, like, I got it, but there's a lack of respect, to so to say, or sensitivity around. And I feel like we need to instill that in Jengabandu. We need to take the initiative or go through and instill that back. Just this learning all around and this thing, Ubuntu, because Ubuntu, if you look at the way things are in South Africa and just all around, and the way we see and how it is that we're just towards each other as people. So I'm not sure about being a better society, maybe in aspects, but in behavior, no.
Can you please share maybe just one line in this book that you wish that maybe people, if they can read this line, they can have an understanding as well as the message that can be conveyed to them based on this line, Ekhonake. We're not sure ukuthi sengathi bengathi beyiqeda le ncwadi kube ukuthi bak understandile lokhu.
That's a difficult one. I think just the title by itself, Zizi's World Through Her Vanilla Eyes. I think yon, because I can quote the only one, but I think the title itself is reflective of opening in jail that makes the person think of what's in Lama Vanilla Eyes. Let us what born.
Okay. Again, I will see Ganjan. That one message that you like to people ukuthi babe nayo, that you convey to this book ukuthi ngicela nibe nale understand, ngicela nibe nalokho whenever you go and read this book, but angifuni uphume ungenayo understanding ya 1 no 2 no 3.
I think the biggest thing is our differences matter. It doesn't matter ukuthi unjani, like in terms of ukuthi you have a difference. You're tall, short, you're dark.
Yes.
You are from the LGBTQIA plus community. You have albinism.
Yeah.
You are physically challenged. It doesn't matter. You're different counts at the end of the day. And just have a sense of knowing your superpower and using that to the best of your ability. Because unkulunkulu akayenza amaphutha shen. Nekegenzi akayenza amaphutha.
Since sikuyona ke inyanga yabantu abasha, maybe you do have words that you'd like to spare with someone who's still in a journey of opening eminye iminyango, or rather another chapter of impilo zabo, whether it is kuba author or actress or a public speaker, anything. Mhlambe any message that you'd like to share with that particular person out there?
Listen, whatever you want to be in your life, make sure that you fulfill it out because of God's purpose and do it with the conviction that says you did your best.
Yeah.
And because, like I said before, God makes no mistakes. So do the best that you can in your life. Shut out the noise. And don't let society dictate to you who you should be and what you should be.
I love that. Maybe if you can share ukuthi incwadi yakho bangayithola kuphi, maybe they can able to download it. Mhlamba ngazi.
So, ebook release ngomhla ka 28th June. I am going to release some details on social media how it is that they can be able to get their hands on books, because I can't say there's a specific famous bookstore where it will be available, but I can't say just as yet because I don't have the right to say it.
Oh, yeah.
But 28th June is when the book signing is going to happen, and they just need to keep locked onto my social media platforms. But other than that, Bangai Odara as well on info@linguafrancapublishers.co.za if you want to do pre-orders.
Can you please,
but all my details are going to be on my social media platforms.
Okay, can you please repeat the details for ordering?
Okay, so the pre-orders are info@linguafrancapublishers.co.za. And if you want the correct spelling and so forth, just check out my new post on Instagram, on Facebook, Refile Vanilla Black, just on all platforms, just look for Refile Mudisele. With a verified tick badge, young grader.
Yeah.
And the boots, right?
Yeah.
And that's where they can get the details as well.
Okay, in number, you think you're comfortable with sharing your cell phone number?
I beg your pardon?
For sharing your cell phone number, are you comfortable with that?
No, ngeke. Ufuna bangitokhe. Angakathathi nginganani. Yo ngifuna ngitokiwe mina ngiyabonga.
All right, no problem. Siyabonga kakhulu miss. May you enjoy the rest of your day. Actually, I'm looking forward to read that book and also to spread it along the world so that people they will have an understanding ukuthi no matter who you are, but nawe you are you are important empilweni nje.
Thank you, Mr. Cash Cashmanian, and you too. Love you, love. Yeah,
I love you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.